The president's giving no hint on what those consequences might be for crossing what he's long called the red line, the use of chemical weapons. And certainly the video from this instance, mothers with small children lying dead in the dust from what's clearly a chemical attack. The president has been working with allies. He does not want to operate alone. He does not want to go in alone. He's Britain, France, to some extent Germany, Australia, say they're on board. But exactly what do you do? You know you can't hit at any stockpiles of chemical weapons should you find them. What kind of strike would truly punish the Assad regime without starting a major conflict? So there is just no clarity in this at all as of this morning.
One of the things that's been floated out there is the possible use of cruise missiles, which would mean no boots on the ground and target areas under the radar. But what's been the reaction to that trial balloon?
But that's just one of the common sense. I mean, what else would you do? Look at the history of what the United States did in Iraq and then in Afghanistan in launching what became very long and bitter wars with indeed boots on the ground. So again, there's no clarity on what the president would choose. They are muscling up in the Mediterranean with the power to do some of those things. But we have no idea what the president will agree to. He doesn't want to do it alone. He wants allies with him. And Greg, next week we'll be able to report to you from Russia. Russia strongly supports the Assad regime, but it's hosting a big economic summit next week where all the key players who would be involved in a response are going to be there with President Obama. We don't know whether a response will come before he goes there, but I certainly think that Syria kind of knocks the economic agenda off the center of the table.
And I'm curious what some of the leading Republican voices are proposing that the United States does in Syria right now.
Well, when you say leading Republican voices, obviously John McCain and Lindsey Graham of both Republican senators have long said that the U.S. has got to do more. Senator McCain particularly would put in more U.S. air defenses overhead, trying to keep Assad's air force grounded restrict his ability to use any kind of air or rocket power. But it gets very complicated. It's not a simple matter of coming in and suppressing ground troops. Remember, Syria is very well armed to the teeth, thanks to the Russians, and has a very sophisticated military. So there are no easy answers.